How is it having a submarine in Borough Park?
I couldn't get around in Borough Park without my trusty submarine.
How's it having a submarine with a thumb ring in Borough Park?
Never try to travel in Borough Park without a submarine.
And what about your yellow submarine? Where have you left that?
I think it's at a meter. Oh, no. I better go put it in the corner.
Yellow submarine takes all the little kids, to the school of fish.
And that's where you teach, right?
And I teach them that.
I think so.
And where is that actually transmitting to the KGB as we speak? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusel, but I just said God in vain.
Oh my goodness. So, Chaim, what's it like saying God's name in vain?
I don't know what it's like, but I'm starting to like it.
That's good to try.
How do you feel about saying God's name in vain?
Did you come in on your brain again?
I have no idea how I feel, but somehow, by God's grace, I feel.
How are you?
And I could never make myself feel. I can never create a feeling being, so it must be an act of God. And from the act of God, I'm exempt.
Are you saying that God is feeling through you?
Now, that's a very philosophical question.
Are you saying that God really said his own name in vain?
You got it.
Okay.
You asked and answered.
But am I really just God?
Statement.
Is God asking and answering his own question?
It is. Amen. Amen.
So is this whole creation just like a big God masturbation fest?
Truth is, you gotta ask God that. So why not ask yourself, according to what you just said?
I guess.
You might do
yes, then.
Amen again. Hallelujah.
So the apocalypse will be when he finally comes.
That will be the second big bang.
The second coming will be literally the second coming. Or maybe...
Because it all started with the big bang. So, you know, that must have been something.
That must have hurt.
They say the first time is a real big bang, so...
Maybe that was God losing his virginity.
Actually, according to certain early proto-Kabbalistic texts, or according to some paleo-Kabbalistic texts, that's what God was doing until God created the world.
What was he doing?
Pleasuring himself.
Hey, I do it.
Pleasuring God's self. God. Sorry, not him. Pleasuring God's self.
I guess God is... You know, God's human.
But don't you get bored?
That's a real radical concept. But human image, so to speak, is the correct terminology.
So, okay.
Liturgical phrase.
But in a liturgical, so to speak, do you think that he might have gotten bored? That's why he decided to create you?
There are some that say that, yeah, you know. Pleasuring oneself, you know. Even the most selfish being, you know.
How long can that...
There's a limit, yeah. Gotta spice things up.
On the seventh day, God created rest. On the eighth day, he also created rest. On the ninth day, he also created rest. And so on and so on and so on. He kept resting.
Excellent.
What does God use for porn?
Sakura.
Wait, I have to be good now. Yes, looks here.
Comment on?
The uncommentable.
What did God do on the first day?
No comment.
A comment?
Comment?
Okay, that's good. Excellent.
What do you think God used for porn?
What I think?
What do you think God uses for porn?
God uses for porn?
Like pornography.
He created it.
So what?
What kind of porn has God into? Yeah, but what?
Maybe she means Purim.
Sometimes
you just misunderstood her.
See people on the screen on pornographic scene, you know, on the screen. You think they are God, but they just look like God.
Thank you.
But that's an excellent question. What do you think he did?
What, that God used for porn?
No, for porn.
Oh, for porn? Okay, like, what was God's costume?
Yeah.
Well, I guess what we're saying is God's costume is us.
Uh-oh.
We're God's costume.
We must be in trouble now.
I guess.
Aye. What are we going to do now?
He takes off his mask on Purim.
Really?
Yeah.
And he watches porn on Purim?
Did you just say it has nothing to do with porn? I think, like, you know, that's sacrilege.
Maybe like BDSM kind of stuff? Or more the S than the M? He's dominant.
I'm not sure he knew how to spell.
He's anarchist and sadist. And
I'm not even sure he could count, but spelling was probably even more challenging.
He can count.
He can count.
Count till seven days.
Right, he could count to seven.
Well, some people say math is God, so he can count.
Pie is God.
Some people worship math.
I like pie.
You like pies?
I like Boston cream pies.
Yeah, Boston cream pies.
Strawberry pie.
Strawberry's good.
Yeah.
All kinds of pies.
I'm a blueberry man.
I love blueberries.
I had a really good blueberry.
How'd you get
from
God to blueberries?
It wasn't kosher.
What,
well, you know, strawberries aren't kosher anymore.
No, why? What happened?
Well, they said that they found there are these bugs.
God doesn't like bugs. God created bugs.
I'm sure God loves bugs, but he doesn't want us to eat them, apparently.
Us?
Yeah. Why not? So we're bugs.
You are a bug. Don't for yourself.
From God's perspective, it's like, you bugs shouldn't eat you bugs. We're all bugs.
I mean, you know. Sometimes I bug people, and sometimes they bug me.
Just getting blackberries because of the bugs.
Really? I didn't hear about the blackberries, but I did hear about artichokes.
Really? I just had artichokes last night.
Asparagus, I'm sorry, asparagus.
Same shit.
One of those.
Asparagus, artichokes, same shit.
Like, there's all these, like, natural, like, regular, ordinary vegetables and berries and things that grow out of the ground that people are now refraining from eating because they think that God doesn't want them to. Like,
wait, did they get a message? I didn't get that message.
I didn't get the memo.
Broccoli too, and my grandfather, when he eats broccoli, he just cuts the flower part. He eats only the stem part because he doesn't want to take
care. I mean, it's so stupid. It's like, what are you saying?
Your grandfather.
I'm sorry?
Your grandfather.
My grandfather is a kosher mashgiach for over 30 years. He's a kosher supervisor.
Now, okay, so he's been doing this for 30 years.
I don't know if he's doing this for 30 years, but he's at least recently.
This is one of the things that bugs me a lot about
bugs? What?
The religious world is that, like, things, the rules have gotten stricter. You know, like, now I'm old enough to have seen it evolve.
That they found bugs inside. Until I didn't know the bugs existed in there.
Makes sense.
All of a sudden they found...
So, wait, one second. God created strawberries as a nisayo.
No.
Strawberries were our tests.
If you grow strawberries in a place where you can keep, like, I don't know how to call it in English, like houses.
A greenhouse?
Greenhouse that you can control the worms that come in there.
Can't control the worms
because you're going to come from inside, but you can control the insects that come flying to it. In Israel, they did the whole thing with lettuce. They did the whole thing with a whole bunch of greens, chamama in a greenhouse, and it's all controlled. And there's like double so any bugs that come from inside.
Sorry.
Two versus
who? Oh, I don't know. It's not a versus thing.
You want to talk about God and porn and Purim, or you want to talk about bugs?
Porn? I know an Orthodox guy has a $100,000 collection. No, 100,000 picture collection or something.
Video?
Yeah, but porn?
God appears in them?
Doesn't he know that porn is free these days? You can just go on the internet.
We're back on Purim.
Doesn't he have Google?
I'm not here yet, but Purim's around the corner.
Pesach is around the corner.
Oh, isn't that the same thing?
Around the corner and around another corner.
That's 23rd Street.
That it is.
Talking about Purim that way?
Yeah. We're talking about Romney.
Romney is a motherfucking bastard. Romney will not win the nomination. Even if you would, you would not win the nomination.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what about Bok Choy?
Don Choy?
No, Bok Choy.
Who the fuck is that?
Chinese food.
I don't know. They didn't give me that food in Yeshiva.
He would probably do a better job as president.
Who?
Who is that? Any of these jokers. It's Chinese food.
The name of Chinese food is going to be a better president than
yeah.
Romney?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
Any of the people who are
running.
Possible.
No, I think Ron Paul is the president. Ron Paul should win. Should win.
You know
he's going to fix everything.
But you know he'll not win.
He still has a chance.
There's no chance. He needs enough delegates, and you know, no. Although he's second place in national.
Romney's going to lose. Romney's going to lose. And the only person left is Ron Paul.
Take it away.
Nein, haben wir Juschen, weil wir trinken. Fjora vor, weil wir Juschen, weil wir essen. Oi, der ist so denn, jo. Ohne Fehler, Fehler, wird ihm Spänchen. Oi, der ist so denn, jo. Arona Koyen wird ins Bändchen. Jain am Juschen will mir trinken. Jorapor war Jussen will mir essen. Oi, der ist so den
Juss.
Ohne Bär, oi, Bär, wird mit ins Lernen. Oi, der ist so den Juss. Oi, Moishe Rabbeini wird ins Lernen. Aaron Akoyen
wird ins Benchen.
Jain Hamiyushen
wird ins Benchen.
Jorha Barbar Yusen
wird ins Benchen. Oh, if they missed it,
then Fiddle spielen. Oi, wer ist so denn, jo? Oi, Kobe, da Mele wird ins Fiedel spielen. Moishe Rabbeinu wird mit ins Lernen. Aaron Akoyen wird ins Menschen. Jain Hamiyushen wird ins Menschen. Shor Habar Valviyusen wird ins Essen.
Barack Obama!
Oi, wer ist so denn, jo? Ohne Wehr, oi Wehr, wird ins Hochme sungen, oi der Erzogen, jo. Schleuf mir am Melech ins Hochme sungen, so wird am Melech wird ins Fiedel spielen, Aaron Akoyen. Jain Hamiyushen will mir trinken, Shor Habar Valiyusen will mir essen. Oh, if there are so good, yo.
That's his song. That's his song. I recorded it from him. And he says, give it to me. Give it to me.
Now he
gave
it to me.
I gave it to you.
I got the message.
That was good. That was good. But it's not as good as you.
This is what this is. I woke up one morning and said, oh, we can't eat strawberries anymore. To stand up and say, you guys are crazy. God wants you to eat strawberries.
No, God is,
you know,
God,
make a bracha
no,
and bite into
God wants
thing.
You to eat strawberries, but first you have to cut it in 10 pieces, put it in soap, wash it, because God wants you to eat clean strawberries.
Ridiculous.
And until you don't know how to clean
it. Wash your strawberries in soap?
Yes.
Maybe God wants you to wash your strawberries.
Yeah, there is no God. But
yeah, there's a chance. Now we have the strawberries. It represents us. No?
I don't know. I mean, like, whatever. God.
I agree with you. I'm saying from their perspective, devil's advocate, they would tell you that. And I speak to my grandfather. He's an honest person. He's not bullshitting around. He doesn't think that anyone's
should. Somewhere in the Shulchan Aruch where you have a source that says, yes, our strawberry should be.
No, strawberry is okay, but bugs are not okay. But we found that bugs are in there.
You know, when, like, it's only in America. The strawberry thing is only, I think, only in New York. Because I have a friend who lives in England and who said they've never heard of it.
In Israel, they're already ahead of them.
I think they lost in Israel, the whipped cream. If they would have known there's whipped cream with it, they would have changed the world.
probably.
It's probably no.
It's very sad. No, but I'm telling you, the whole strawberry, this whole strawberries thing came out right when I was.
Divre sichorav, divre melachim, ege bitorat elut chakmeni. Otil yol meyad beino beni, otil yol meyad beino beni. Shulchan lechem hamudot, lasot hayom shalosh udot. Et Hashem anichbad levarech v'leodot.
Mr. President, Mr. President.
Iruv asubanot. You get the picture.
The picture.
We get the picture.
Oh, I like this camera.
Now, you know.
You know what I mean.
You know this one. Achalnu et yeino, v'yayno gam shatino.
Achalnu et yeino, that means
something. V'yayno gam shatino. I forgot how.
I know that tune, but yeah, I know the lyrics.
The lyrics, yeah. How does it go? How does it go?
Tzur mishalo.
שלא יכלנו ברכו אמונאי סבנו והותרנו כי דבר השם אזן אזן
ברכו אמונאי סבנו והותרנו כי דבר אדוני אזן אזן אזן
אזן את עולמו
You jumped ahead for the last stanza. But before Rachem, God almighty.
Who the fuck here?
What's the second stanza starts with? Bashir Asad.
Bashir Vikol Hodani, Varech Leloenu. Sundatova Shem Kilavotenu.
Nachu Emunai
Zavah. Otarnu Kidvar.
I'm definitely
near
the thing on there. נברך לאלוהינו על ארץ חמדת אור חווה שהנחיל אבותינו נודה לשמו אינן ללא בפינו אמרנו וענינו אין קדוש כאדוני צו צו צו
שלא אכלנו ברכו אלי אכלנו ועצה
ואותרנו כאילו
נור מי שלא אכלנו ברכו אמוני
סבנו ואופרנו כדברי רחם רחם
רחם
רחם
רחם
רחם רחם
רחם
רחם
רחם בחסדך על עם צורנו
על ציון משכן כבודך עזבו לבית תפארתנו בן דוד דודך יהוה יגאלנו רוח אפנו משיח אדוני
צור מי שלא צור
צור צור צור מי שלא יאכלנו ברכו אמוני צור מי שלא יאכלנו ברכו אמוני צרנו ויותרנו כי דבר אדוני צור מי שלא יאכלנו ברכו אמוני צרנו ויותרנו כי דבר אדוני בני המקדש בני המקדש יציאות מלא בני המקדש יציאות מלא ושמתתי שיר חדש יובנה עליה רחום הנקדש יזברך וינלב על כוס יין מלא
כברכת
אדוני צור 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 מי שלא אכלנו צור מי שלא אכלנו ברכו אמוני צבנו ואותרנו כדבר אדוני צור מי שלא אכלנו ברכו אמוני סבנו ואופרנו כדבר
השם. Very good. Okay. Let me see what else.
Downstairs. It's playing.
The jamming.